new inn will be at 2401 Reading Road, which is at the corner of Reading Road and Kinsey Avenue, just adjacent to the United Way building.
What's it going to look like? How many residents will it be able to hold?
It's going to be a four-story building. We think very beautiful. It's going to be loosely modeled after the current inn, but slightly bigger as well. It'll house 85 units of affordable housing in efficiency apartment style for women. And it'll also house our off-the-streets program as well as Cincinnati Union Bethel Administration.
Who will be living there? What sort of person? Is it low-income working women or who exactly?
Yes. Women that qualify for affordable housing will be living there, and some will be subsidized by vouchers. Others will be paying their full rent, but would qualify for affordable housing.
And when will the new building open?
The new building, we are hoping, will be completed in about a year and a half. So I'm going to say June 5th of 2015.
Of course, we all know that there was a controversy about your organization moving the people out of the Anna Louise Inn and finding another location, and a settlement, of course, has been reached. Are you happy with the new arrangement and the new building?
We are, and we really are looking forward to getting on with our project. And as it turns out, we're going to have some great neighbors with United Way and so forth. And we're just excited about getting this project going for the women, mainly.
The residents of the Anna Louise Inn will stay in the century-old building in Lytle Park until their new home is completed. Western and Southern, the company that finally succeeded in buying that building after much legal wrangling, has said it wants to convert it into a hotel. But it says no details on that project are yet available. I'm Steve Hirschberg.